In there. Can we sit with you?
Yeah, sure. As long as you guys don't... that.
Wait, oh, hold on. See ya, Panty. Patty. You would rather look up her skirt than beat the Amish, wouldn't you?
I got nothing against the Amish. They're a decent, hard-working agrarian people.
Who kicked our butts 47 years in a row? Oh, so they're on a little streak. What are the chances they're gonna do that again?
Vegas has them a 14-point favorite.
You? Mr. Clean Cut, a gambling man? Get off my back, jeez.
Jack, I'm gonna ask you this one time. Do you have a serious problem that needs my help?
Oh, okay. Hey, look, the penguin's Amish!
The formerly separated now behave, okay? I want to be like them.
What? You want to make out till we realize we hate each other someday?
Topanga, we hate each other now. Okay, so your little plan doesn't work, does it? Kiss me with tongue. She thinks that's going to stop me. That's not going to stop me. She thinks that's going to... How you doing? That's not going to stop me.
Oh, Corey, are you okay? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
That's it, Topanga. I've had it with you.
Okay. Turns out the penguin was an Amish infiltrator. He had our team's playbook in his britches. How to get it out? Don't really want to talk about it. The point is, we're going to need a new mascot.
I'll do it. I'll be the penguin.
Corey, you can't be the penguin. You'll hurt yourself.
I couldn't be hurt any more than you've hurt me already. How you doing? Now, you broke my heart. I gave you every opportunity, but now I have to keep my dignity. How do I look?
You the bird.
Oh! You hear that, Topanga? I'm the bird. And this bird is moving on. This bird is flying solo.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the pride of Pembroke, Pengy the Pembroke Penguin!
I'm gonna be the penguin.
What's this I hear about Jerry Mungo not playing Saturday? I mean, Jerry Mungo doesn't play, you guys have no chance.
I'm going to be the penguin.
There's just a rumor he might not be eligible academically.
I hear he's dumber than you.
Nah.
Well, Jerry Mungo better be playing Saturday.
I'm going to be the penguin.
I'm tired of losing money betting against the Amish.
Alan, I really don't like it that you're gambling.
That's why I do it.
Topanga doesn't think I can be the penguin. She doesn't know me. Fine. We're not getting married. Fine.
I hope none of you start gambling.
Why? Because it could ruin your life, blow every relationship you ever had, make mom and stepdad almost have to sell the house in the Hamptons.
Would it kill you to use real potatoes?
I heard you have a problem.
What?
No, Topanga just doesn't believe in love anymore.
Well, maybe you should face reality. Maybe it's time for you to move on with your life.
I am. I'm the Penguin.
Study, Mr. Mungo. Star running back or no, you fail my test, you don't play.
You know, when this college paid me to come here, they didn't say nothing about no tests.
Did they say anything about double negatives?
Why are you so upset?
Open a book. How you doing?
Hey, Rach! Great speech yesterday, really got everybody fired up. You know, Raw!
Oh, well, thanks, but it wasn't for the crowd, it was for Jerry. I was trying to light a fire under his lazy butt. You know what, if he doesn't pass Feeney's exam, we don't have a chance at winning the football game.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a sporting event. Oddly shaped ball.
Inside information, inside information.
Will you excuse me for a second, please?
Dude, you're like shaking.
There's no such thing as a sure thing. That's the first step to accepting you have a problem. Hello, my name is Jack.
Hello.
Okay, Jerry. Please get this one for the team, okay?
All right, ask me anything.
What African nation abolished apartheid in 1986?
Florida.
That's one, right?
How come you keep asking me all these history questions?
Because it's your major, you dumbest person alive!
No way this Gavoons passes Mr. Feeney's test.
Yeah, that's great. Like, without him, I don't think we're gonna have a prayer to... Now you're gone. Where did you go?
Danny! Jack Hunter! You wanna place a little bets in the Pembroke game? Yeah. 12-step program. I'm on the 13th step. Relapse. Just put me down for a dime on the Amish.
Excuse me.
Hey!
Hello, Bookie?
Hey, you don't... Now,
excuse
me. Excuse me!
Hello, Bookie? Hello, Bookie? Hi. My name is Eric. I would also like to place a dime on the Amish. Thank you very much. Bam! I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Huh? You just put me down for a dime, baby. I'm down for a dime!
Do you know how much a dime is?
I know the lingo. Dime's $14.50.
Dime is $1,000.
Wow. So, you really think I was good?
You were the best penguin ever.
But what about when I fell into the band and knocked over the tubas?
That was the best.
Really? She thinks I'm a good penguin.
Topanga would have thought it was wrong for me to fall into the tubas. I'm busy here. Sorry.
You're doing a great job.
Maybe after the big game, you want to see my dorm room.
Don't all dorm rooms look the same? Oh! Well, we really don't know each other.
That's why you're coming to my room.
Corey can do whatever he wants.
He is.
If she's what he wants, then... let him have her.
You're what he wants, and he's what you want. Sean, give me 5 minutes, and I swear I'll make it up to you.
Okay. I haven't had water for 4 days.
Topanga, everybody you know has tried to help you. Corey went to Pittsburgh. He tried to get your parents back together. What do you want from him? Are you happy like this?
I've never been so unhappy in my life. I thought I was protecting Sean by pushing him away, but I was only hurting us both. I'm back with him now, and I'm happier than ever. Except I could use some chapstick.
Yeah. I have no use for it.
I ride the bike. I honk at the horn.
Eric, this is like a $5,000 bike. Only gonna win $1,000?
Oh, no, that's not right, my little Jacqueline.
Eric?
No, I'm sorry. My English is not so good.
I called Danny. I placed a new bet. I bet 4 more dimes. We're down for 5 large.
You called Danny?
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, you said it was a sure thing.
There's no such thing as a sure thing. I learned that in rehab.
Well, then why I got the expensive bike? And the $200 panties with the cushions in the buttocks feel as nice.
All right. You know what? It's probably going to be okay as long as Jerry doesn't play.
He's not going to play.
Well, there is a way he
There's
could play.
No way he's
the only
play.
Way
There's
he
no
could
only
play.
Way.
There is. What if Feeney goes soft, lets him play?
Oh, come on, Jack. It's never going to happen. I've known Feeney for, it's got to be 57 years now. He's not going to let him play. What if he does?
Let me lose. We can't pay the bookie.
And he'll understand that.
Yeah, he'll understand that. He'll understand that while he's looking at her thumbs in a jar.
He has a thumb jar? That seems odd.
Ah, the tour de idiot.
Ha! I'm from Italy.
Shut up.
All right, Jerry Mungo. I think you should pass him and let him play no matter how stupid he is.
Eric, I'm going to make this so simple that even you can understand it.
You can try.
Because Jerry Mungo can score touchdowns, he's been given a free ride through this university. I detest that.
All right, so let me try to get this perfectly straight. You're saying that if Jerry Mungo fails his test, there's absolutely no way you're going to let him play?
None whatsoever.
What's passing?
Oh, that's right. You wouldn't know. 65.
What if he gets a 64?
Fails.
What if he gets an 80?
Passes.
42.
No good.
20.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. What if he gets a 20?
Focus, Mr. Matthews.
Okay, right. Wait. So let me try and understand this. You care more about morals and ethics than you do about football?
That's absolutely right.
Oh, fine.
I don't want to play anymore.
Fine. I win. Done? Oh, we're done. It's in the bag, baby. There's no way Feeney's gonna let him play. I did it. I outsmarted Feeney. It feels so good.
Good for you. Let's go.
No, one more. I'm gonna go do one more.
No.
I'm gonna
Eric.
Do one more.
No.
I'm gonna do
no.
one more.
No.
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 Oh, boy. Just remember something, Feeney. When Jerry Mungo fails his test, and that Amish horse-drawn buggy charges across our football field in victory, crushing the hearts of every student here at this university, you hold your head up high, Feeney. Because you held to your ethics, Feeney. Good for you.
Jed, there's absolutely no reason to tell her this now.
She's gonna find out eventually. It's better for her to find out from me.
This is not why we're here. This is about Corey and Topanga, not about Topanga and you.
Hey, the only reason there's trouble between Topanga and Corey is because she's trying to save Corey from what happened to us. I want to help her.
She's not ready for this. You tell her you left me for someone else, she'll hate you.
No, she won't. I'm her father. She loves me.
Get out.
Honey.
Get out.
Topanga.
Go.
I love you, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Mom, I'm so sorry. Did you know?
Yeah, honey, I knew. He was just so happy all the time.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because that's not what's important.
I don't like him anymore.
Neither do I. Except I do. And so do you. He's your father, honey.
I hate him.
No, you don't. You could never hate him. I would never want you to.
How can you be so rational about all this?
Because after you cut his head out of all our photos and smash everything he owns and cry hysterically for 3 months, you eventually get to rational.
Well, I'm not rational.
That's right. You're not.
What?
Honey, whatever happens between your father and me shouldn't affect what happens between you and Corey.
You're unbelievable.
All of this is happening to you, and all you can think about is me.
Well, I may not be a wife anymore, but I'm your mother.
I don't ever want Corey and I to hurt each other like you and Dad.
The hell with me and Dad. This isn't about us anymore. This is about you and Corey. And what you and Corey have is, it's rare and real and good and true. Why would you want to throw that away?
Because I'm scared.
Why?
Because of you. You scared me. I thought you two were happy.
Honey, honey, we were. And now we're not. But listen to me. I would never trade what I had with your father, even if I knew it wasn't going to last forever.
You wouldn't?
Never. Are you going to give up Corey because you're afraid of what might happen in the future? Or are you going to have the courage to marry him and find out?
Remember, my room after the big game.
So, Jack, it's getting a little late. Don't you think Feeney should have announced that he's not playing by now? Here comes Mr. Party Pooper now.
Everybody, quiet. We have some quiet, please. I believe that Mr. Feeney is about to announce some, well, bad news.
As some of you are aware, there have been rumors regarding whether or not our star player would actually be playing today. And I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Oh, bad news.
Yes. Bad news for the Amish. I give you our starting tailback, Jerry Mungo.
Mr. Feeney, how could he pass? He's dumber than me. How could he pass?
Mr. Feeney, what happened?
He happened.
Huh?
That last thing you said to me in my office made me think.
You had to go back in there.
Don't hate me. Was I so focused on academia that I forgot about school spirit?
No.
Yes. So I took on the ultimate challenge. Could I take somebody actually dumber than you and in only 24 hours raise him to his highest possible level?
And you did?
65, baby. Come on, boys. Let's go kick some Amish butt, huh?
You killed us, genius.
No, Jack. No. Listen to me. Bookies take so many bets, they're probably not even thinking about ours.
Yeah, probably right.
I'm not right, like, at all, am I?
No.
Hello, two very large men. I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Danny sent us. See, the bookies had a little convention, and you two were voted most likely to lose and run like the wind.
See that, Jack? They're not here to hurt us. They want to give us a plaque.
Don't say anything. Just hold me.
I fell on the tubas. I tore cartilage doing the igloo dance. I mean, you were right, Topanga. I made a terrible penguin. I mean, nobody knows me better than you, though.
Nobody knows me better than you.
But it doesn't matter, right?
You mean everything to me.
Because you and I, we're never going to be together again.
I want to be with you forever.
But it's okay. You know, I've accepted it. I'm ready to move on.
I love you. I want to be your wife.
So I guess you and I are officially over. Goodbye, Topanga.
This is new.
Brie, if something bad happens to us someday, it could never change what we have now. What we've always had, because you're right, Corey. Love is real, and we have to do everything we can to keep it alive.
Well, you really haven't been doing that, dear.
What can I do to make it up to you?
You could move your knee.
Sorry. Wherever life takes us, I want it to be with you. forever. Or until tomorrow.
To stop groping the women when they're churning butter.
But I love Derry. And I think I'm falling hard for Anna Lewandyke. Tried to talk to her, but she shunned me.
She hit you with a rake.
Her brothers pummeled me. How long do you think you have to hide out here?
40, 50 years. Everybody should be dead.
You know something, Jack? Maybe it's not such a bad thing. I mean, nobody here knows who I am. It's a fresh start. Maybe if I don't screw up, I could have a good life here.
Hey, isn't that that girl you're just talking about?
Who it is? Anna Lewandyke! I wish to make out with thee! You see the arm on her?
You're chucking pitchforks!
Let's go!
All right, come on, let's go, let's go!
I thought you were a peaceful people!